AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's hiked tariffs on America's three biggest trading partners, imposing a 25% tax on imports from Canada and Mexico, and doubling to 20% fees on Chinese goods. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in sound from CTV.
The United States launched a trade war against Canada, their closest partner and ally, their closest friend. At the same time, they're talking about working positively with Russia, appeasing Vladimir Putin, a lying, murderous dictator. Make that make sense.
Trudeau says Americans will feel it through higher prices. With U.S. military aid to Ukraine paused and under review, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling last week's Oval Office blow-up regrettable and says he stands ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a lasting peace with Russia. Arab leaders have endorsed Egypt's post-war plan for the Gaza Strip. Haif Panjwani reports it would allow the roughly 2 million Palestinians there to remain.
Meeting in Cairo, the leaders endorsed a counterproposal to President Trump's plan to depopulate the territory and redevelop it as a beach destination. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud says, "We in the kingdom categorically reject any infringement of the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people, whether through settlement policies, annexation of Palestinian lands, or attempts to displace Palestinians from their lands. We also stress the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination on their land and to establish their independent state on the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital." It's unclear if Israel or the United States would accept the Egyptian plan. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The White House is dismissing the proposal as unworkable. And a consortium including BlackRock has struck a deal with a Hong Kong-based conglomerate that would bring the ports on either end of the Panama Canal under American control. This is AP News. George Clooney's on Broadway these days, revisiting a journalistic hero in Good Night and Good Luck. Julie Walker has more.
Actor George Clooney promoting his new Broadway play based on his movie Good Night and Good Luck, telling journalists he's excited to again portray legendary reporter Edward R. Murrow.
The fun part about this is we get to do a play about a subject matter that's very close to our hearts, which is about everything that you guys all do, which is telling the truth and holding truth to power. And so it's a play we're very excited to do. It's not a civics lesson.
Murrow is considered one of the architects of broadcast news and famously opposed Senator Joe McCarthy, who cynically created paranoia of a communist threat in the 50s. Clooney grew up with a dad who was a local TV news anchor, Nick Clooney. Julie Walker, New York.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.